say, what a lovely way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio. Don't tell me you don't know what love is when you know for nothing no better. When you find she tells you you swear to. Oh,
You have to do this. I'm gonna have to. please welcome to the stage, Mr. Larry Campbell. I was busking outside of a record convention, a CBS Records convention in London, and
called the anti-terrorist squad and hauled me off to jail. It's kind of when you could joke about things like that. And they fined me £5 for selling records in the street. And I didn't have the money to pay. But I got it now. This song is the last track on the record called My Name Is True. And if you listen closely to it, it has a fuzz tone pedal steel guitar on it, and that sort of thing was absolutely verboten in 1977. But we're going to let Larry do something right now. You were not allowed to do that. The punk police came around and took you away. And took away your safety pin. That you only wore when your mother wasn't around. True story. we were on a tour with a bunch of people on Stiv Records label, and our ex-manager said, hide the George Jones cassette, the journalists are coming on the bus. Anyway, for some strange fluke of fate, ended up recording this song with him, but it's a pleasure to sing this with Emmy now. It's called Stranger in the House.
I can be there, I can be good, I can be
about a couple of years after I recorded the first song we played together, Stranger in a House with George Jones, that Emmy and I appeared on a George Jones special, which I think about five people in the whole world had ever seen. And I had a cast of amazing cast of singers on it. And unfortunately, I flew all the way to Los Angeles and got a contagious illness, which meant that I had to be in quarantine and only rough, tough people like Waylon Jennings could come near me. But about 6 years ago, Emily and I got to sing on a fantastic tour called A Concert for a Landmine-Free World, which does great work trying to get rid of the pressure points. I got a chance to hear what's been said about that, I reckon, too. And it's a kind of show that you call a guitar pull, with a bunch of songwriters sit together on a line and they share songs and sometimes sing together. We had John Prine, Steve Earle, Emmy, myself, and Nancy Griffiths, and we took turns in singing. And on the first evening of the tour in Belfast, Emily asked if I would sing this song with her, and I'm delighted to do it again with her tonight. It's by Felix the Boodle of Rhyme.
Is kissing you
1981, the guys and I went to Nashville and we recorded a record of our favorite country western songs. But it was only partly a cultural exercise. What we were really there to do was to rid the world of alcohol by drinking it. So in this song, this is the voice of bitter experience.
Everybody loves.
Sang it, but you know, somehow I think the problem with it was that the second verse mentions a martini. And no matter how hard you try, you just can't imagine Toby Keith with a martini glass in his hand. Not unless it's got a Stars and Stripes on it anyway.
You can travel far.
this is the kind of song that you just can't sing on two or three microphones. You just, if this is the intimate part of the show, we're going to go over here and do one for you. Charlie and Aaron. Otherwise, you know, maybe we'd be in the middle of a song like My Baby's Gone and a big 2 mile train go by. And you got those trains, they last like half an hour in America. Everything is bigger here.
Yay! Yay!
So we came up with this thing and we'd like to play it for you now.
Dream.
Thank you.
movie, but they were too cheap to pay for it. So we're going to play it for you for free.
Life is a game. World of time. Lost by either side. Then some people's idea of the straight and narrow.
Childhood, and I couched it, though. I can't write a happy song, so I had to couch it in something tragic. I kind of made it up. But anyway, let's send this out to my aunt, Nay, Mary Ann, who's down from Indiana, and one of the first people I learned to love down in Birmingham, Alabama. She's here tonight, so. sitting on the front porch, cool in the shade, singing every song the radio played. Waiting on the Alabama sun to go down. A red hair girl in a red hair town, me and Lillian. Just across the line in a little southeast of the
tears.
One ended in beauty queen, and the other was a friend. The Lord Rooks and Rascals and Chauvis and Brassarios. While the boys were looking ill, they had something to do with fair. A man armed with you and gun, and find out almost by a bicycle factory is the sound of the siren. Every turn into the dance hall, she knew it was the one. But we wasn't all our answer, she laughed and told her, I'm the sheriff of Nottingham, this is Little John. Oh, in the tears we've been crying, but years and years. Now I don't speak in English, it's America without you. Characters in the story, and it's about a woman who spent her whole life telling everybody what a fantastic marriage she has, and then she has to confess that after her husband goes away to the war and is shot by his own side by accident, that maybe things weren't quite as good as they she made happen. Tell me we'll be right back. dangling from a rope. He took his knife and he cut her down. And in her bosom these words he found. Oh, dig my grave wide and deep. Put a marble stone at my head and feet. And over my bones put a snow white dove. So this world will know. That I died for love.
Bravo! Bravo!
I saw a long white limousine going down Fifth Avenue in New York City, and on the side of it, it said, Doggy Diva. That's right. Dogs have got limousines. There'll be no stopping them now. And it was 50 years ago today, tonight, that the monkey spoke up for the first time to save mankind. And did they listen? Did they listen? Nay, nay, and thrice nay. Well, tonight, through me, the monkey will speak again. To you, people of Dayton, up to me.
Thank you. Oh,
And I guess this time of evening we'd like to ask Brother Davey to come down the front and sing one with us. We're gonna go back over there and sing one with dear Brother David.
Not in time.
Oh.
State of Maryland. I'm a field member in Tennessee who's on election time. I'm voting Larry Campbell. This is Emily Harris. Ceremony, the people from the broadcast said, Brother Henry, this here song that you're going to sing, it wouldn't be an anti-war song, would it? On account of the fact there was a war going on at the time. I didn't want anybody saying anything about it. And he correctly replied, no sir, it is not an anti-war song, but it's an anti-fear song. His parting words, must I accept his fate or take myself far from this place? I thought I heard a black bell toll up in the highest dome. Admit you're wrong and bring the boys.
You rise above the starlit time that trickles down through the mountain and separates the will from the bride. That goes beyond his own decision, gets caught up in the mechanism of swindlers who act like kings and brokers who break everything. The dark of night was swiftly filled, close to the dawn of day. Why would I rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride. Must I accept his fate or take myself far from this place? I thought I heard a black bell toll up in the highest dome. Admit you lied and bring the boys back home. The starlit tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the will from.
Thank you.